The COVID-19 shots are turning out to be more of a time bomb than ever imagined. This new discovery of the presence of green monkey DNA, including tumor-linked viral promoters, in the jabs has this microbiologist and immunologist calling for an immediate halt in the use of mRNA vaccines. Green monkey DNA found in COVID-19 shots. This analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola has been fact-checked. Story at a glance. Microbiologist Kevin McKernan, a former researcher and team leader for the MIT Human Genome Project, has discovered massive DNA contamination in the mRNA COVID shots, including simian virus 40, SV40, promoters. SV40 has been linked to cancer in humans, including mesotheliomas, lymphomas, and cancers of the brain and bone. In 2002, The Lancet published evidence linking polio vaccines contaminated with SV40 to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. According to the authors, the vaccine may be responsible for up to 50% of the 55,000 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cases diagnosed each year. The level of contamination varies depending on the platform used to measure it, but no matter which method is used, the level of DNA contamination is significantly higher than the regulatory limits in both Europe and the US. The highest level of DNA contamination found was 30%. The finding of DNA means the mRNA COVID shots may have the ability to alter the human genome. Even if genetic modification does not occur, the fact that you're getting foreign DNA into your cells poses a risk in and of itself. Partial expression could occur, or it might interfere with other transcription translations that are already in the cell. Cytoplasmic transfection can also allow for genetic manipulation, as the nucleus disassembles and exchanges cellular components with the cytosol during cell division. In the video 1, above, Dr. Stephen E. Greer interviews microbiologist Kevin McKernan, a former researcher and team leader for the MIT Human Genome Project 2, and Dr. Sucharit Bhakdi about the DNA contamination McKernan's team has found in the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA shots. As it turns out, spike protein and the mRNA are not the only hazards of these injections. McKernan's team have also discovered simian virus 40, SV40, promoters that, for decades, have been suspected of causing cancer in humans, including mesotheliomas, lymphomas, and cancers of the brain and bone. 3. The findings 4, 5, 6, 7 were posted on OSF preprints in early April 2023. As explained in the abstract, 8. Several methods were deployed to assess the nucleic acid composition of 4 expired vials of the Moderna and Pfizer bivalent mRNA vaccines. 2 vials from each vendor were evaluated. Multiple assays support DNA contamination that exceeds the European Medicines Agency, EMA, 330 nanograms per milligram requirement and the FDA's 10 nanograms dose requirements. As noted by Greer, 9. This means that governments and drug companies have misled the world to a far greater extent than previously known. If these findings are correct, it would also mean that the so-called vaccines are actually altering the human genome and causing permanent production of the deadly spike protein, and this internal production of spike protein would, in turn, trigger the immune system to attack its own cells, Greer says. In the interview, McKernan explains how the DNA contaminants found in the COVID jabs can result in the genetic modification of the human genome, and Bhakdi reviews how and why the shots can trigger autoimmune diseases. Background. What is SV40? In 2002, The Lancet published 10 evidence linking polio vaccines contaminated with SV40 to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. According to the authors, the vaccine may be responsible for up to half the 55,000 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cases diagnosed each year. How did this simian, monkey, virus get into the human population? According to the late Dr. Maurice Hilleman, a leading vaccine developer, Merck inadvertently unleashed the virus via their polio vaccine. 11. It's unclear exactly when SV40 was eliminated from the polio vaccine. The timing also varies from country to country. For example, SV40 contaminated polio vaccines were administered in Italy as recently as 1999.12. As reported in a Lancet book review of The Virus and the Vaccine, the true story of a cancer-causing money virus, contaminated polio vaccine and the millions of Americans exposed, 13. By 1960, scientists and vaccine manufacturers knew that monkey kidneys were sewers of simian viruses. Such contamination often spoiled cultures, including those of an NIH researcher named Bernice Eddy, who worked on vaccine safety. Her discovery threatened one of the USA's most important public health programs. Eddie tried to get word out to colleagues but was muzzled and stripped of her vaccine regulatory duties in her laboratory. Two, Merck researchers, Ben Sweet and Maurice Hilleman, soon identified the rhesus virus later named SV40, the carcinogenic agent that had eluded Eddie. In 1963, U.S. authorities decided to switch to African green monkeys, which are not natural hosts of SV40, to produce polio vaccine. In the mid-1970s, after limited epidemiological studies, authorities concluded that although SV40 caused cancer in hamsters, it didn't seem to do so in people. Fast forward to the 1990s. Michelle Carbone, then at NIH, was working on how SV40 induces cancers in animals. One of these was mesothelioma, a rare cancer of the pleura thought in people to be caused mainly by asbestos. The orthodoxy held that SV40 didn't cause human cancers. Emboldened by a 1992 NEJM paper that found DNA, footprints, of SV40 in childhood brain tumors, Carbone tested human mesothelioma tumor biopsies at the National Cancer Institute. 60% contained SV40 DNA. In most, the monkey virus was active in producing proteins. He published his results in Oncogene in May, 1994, but the NIH declined to publicize them. Carbone moved to Loyola University. There he discovered how SV40 disables tumor suppressor genes in human mesothelioma, and published his results in Nature Medicine in July, 1997. Studies in Italy, Germany, and the USA also showed associations between SV40 and human cancers. mRNA COVID jabs contaminated with double-stranded DNA. With that background, let's get back to McKernan's findings, which in addition to the featured video are also discussed in Daniel Horowitz's podcast above. In short, his team discovered elevated levels of double-stranded DNA plasmids, including SV40 promoters, DNA sequence that is essential for gene expression, that are known to trigger cancer development when encountering an oncogene, a gene that has the potential to cause cancer. The level of contamination varies depending on the platform used to measure it, but no matter which method is used, the level of DNA contamination is significantly higher than the regulatory limits in both Europe and the US, McKernan says. The highest level of DNA contamination found was 30%, which is rather astounding. As explained by McKernan, when using a typical PCR test, you'll be considered positive if the test detects the SARS-CoV-2 virus using a cycle threshold, CT, of about 40. In comparison, the DNA contamination is detected at CTs below 20. That means the contamination is a millionfold greater than the amount of virus you'd need to have in order to test positive for COVID. So, there's an enormous difference here with regards to the amount of material that's in there, McKernan says. In his Substack article, 14, he also points out that people who argue that double-stranded DNA and viral RNA is a false equivalency because viral RNA is replication competent, are wrong. The majority of the sgRNA you are detecting in a nasal swab in your nose is not replication competent as shown in Joffre et al. 0.15. It is just an RNA fragment that should have lower longevity in your cells than dsDNA contaminating fragments, he writes. In that Substack article, McKernan has also copied a 2009 study discussing how DNA in vaccines can cause cancer and highlighted the most relevant parts. It's a helpful resource if you want to learn more. Quality control is sorely lacking. As for how SV40 promoters ended up in the mRNA shots, it appears to be related to poor quality control during the manufacturing process, although it's unclear where in the development SV40 might have sneaked in. Quality control deficiencies may also be responsible for the high rate of anaphylactic reactions we've been seeing. McKernan tells Greer, it's in both Moderna and Pfizer. We looked at the bivalent vaccines for both Moderna and Pfizer and only the monovalent vaccines for Pfizer because we didn't have access to monovalent vaccines for Moderna. In all three cases, the vaccines contain double-stranded DNA contamination. If you sequence that DNA, you'll find that it matches what looks to be an expression vector that's used to make the RNA. Whenever we see DNA contamination, like from plasmids, ending up in any injectable, the first thing people think about is whether there's any E. coli endotoxin present because that creates anaphylaxis for the injected. And, of course, there's a lot of anaphylaxis going on, not only on TV but in the VAERS database. You can see people get injected with this and drop. That could be the background from this E. coli process of manufacturing the DNA. Regulatory agencies knew there was a contamination problem. In a May 20, 2023, Substack article, 16, McKernan points out that Pfizer itself submitted evidence to the European Medicines Agency, EMA, showing sampled lots contained vast differences in the levels of double-stranded DNA contamination. The concern that people, even at the FDA, have noted in the past whenever injecting double-stranded DNA, is that these things can integrate into the genome. Tilde Kevin McKernan. The arbitrary limit for dsDNA that the EMA came up with was 330 nanograms per milligram, nanogram per milligram. Data submitted to the EMA by Pfizer shows sampled lots had anywhere from 1 nanogram per milligram to 815 nanograms per milligram of DNA. McKernan adds, 17. This limit likely did not consider the potency of this dsDNA contamination if it was packaged in an LNP, lipid nanoparticle. Packaged dsDNA is more potent as a gene therapy. We now know this DNA is packaged and transfection ready. 18. Even lower limits should be applied if the DNA is packaged in transfection ready LNPs. Even with Pfizer being able to cherry pick the data they provided to the EMA for 10 lots, they see a 1 to 815 nanograms per milligram variance. If you were to expand this study to 100 or 1000 lots, you'd likely see another order or two of magnitude variance. Double-stranded DNA may integrate into your genome. The presence of double-stranded DNA also brings up another major concern, and that is the possibility of genomic integration. At least on the Pfizer side of things, it has what's known as an SV40 promoter. This is an oncogenic virus piece. It's not the entire virus. However, the small piece is known to drive very aggressive gene expression. And the concern that people, even at the FDA, have noted in the past whenever injecting double-stranded DNA, is that these things can integrate into the genome. McKernan says, while McKernan's paper does not present evidence of genome integration, it does point out that it's possible, especially in the presence of SV40 promoters. 19. There has been a healthy debate about the capacity for SARS-CoV-2 to integrate into the human genome. This work has inspired questions regarding the capacity for the mRNA vaccines to also genome integrate. Such an event would require line-1-driven reverse transcription of the mRNA into DNA as described by Alden et al. dsDNA, double-stranded DNA, contamination of sequence encoding the spike protein wouldn't require line-1 for reverse transcription and the presence of an SV40 nuclear localization signal in Pfizer's vaccine vector would further increase the odds of integration. Manifold risks. That said, even if genetic modification does not occur, the fact that you're getting foreign DNA into your cells poses a risk in and of itself, McKernan says. For example, partial expression could occur, or it might interfere with other transcription translations that are already in the cell. Bhakti also points out that the SV40 promoters do not need to be present in the nucleus of the cell for problems to occur. Cytoplasmic transfection can, in and of itself, allow for genetic manipulation, because the nucleus disassembles and exchanges cellular components with the cytosol during cell division. In addition to having DNA floating around and causing potential problems, the RNA in the COVID jab is also modified to resist breakdown. So, we have two versions of the spike protein floating around that can persist longer than anticipated, McKernan says, and the spike protein, of course, is the most toxic part of the virus that can cause your body to attack itself. Both McKernan and Bhakti are adamant that ALL mRNA vaccines must be immediately stopped, whether for human or animal use, due to the magnitude of the risks involved. Alarming problems, video link. In the video above, 20. Yusuke Murakami, a professor at Tokyo University, expresses alarm over the finding of SV40 promoters in the COVID jabs. The interview is in Japanese but has English subtitles. I've included it because I think he does a good job of putting the problem into layman's terms. The Pfizer vaccine has a staggering problem, Murakami says. This figure is an enlarged view of Pfizer's vaccine sequence. As you can see, the Pfizer vaccine sequence contains part of the SV40 sequence here. This sequence is known as a promoter. Roughly speaking, the promoter causes increased expression of the gene. The problem is that the sequence is present in a well-known carcinogenic virus. The question is why such a sequence that is derived from a cancer virus is present in Pfizer's vaccine. There should be absolutely no need for such a carcinogenic virus sequence in the vaccine. This sequence is totally unnecessary for producing the mRNA vaccine. It is a problem that such a sequence is solidly contained in the vaccine. This is not the only problem. If a sequence like this is present in the DNA is easily migrated to the nucleus. So it means that the DNA can easily enter the genome. This is such an alarming problem. It is essential to remove the sequence. However, Pfizer produced the vaccine without removing the sequence. That is outrageously malicious. This kind of promoter sequence is completely unnecessary for the production of the mRNA vaccine. In fact, SV40 is a promoter of cancer viruses. Resources for those injured by the COVID jab. The more we learn about the COVID jabs, the worse they appear. While they suck as vaccines, they're truly masterful bioweapons, as they're capable of destroying health in any number of ways, through myriad mechanisms. If you got one or more jabs and are now reconsidering, first and foremost, never ever take another COVID booster, another mRNA gene therapy shot or regular vaccine. You need to end the assault on your body. Even if you haven't experienced any obvious side effects, your health may still be impacted long term, so don't take any more shots. If you're suffering from side effects, your first order of business is to eliminate the spike protein that your body is producing. Two remedies that can do this are hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Both of these drugs bind and facilitate the removal of spike protein. The Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, FLCCC, has developed a post-vaccine treatment protocol called iRecover. Since the protocol is continuously updated as more data become available, your best bet is to download the latest version straight from the FLCCC website at covid19criticalcare.com/21. Hyperlink to the correct page provided above. For additional suggestions, check out the World Health Council's Spike Protein Detox Guide, 22, which focuses on natural substances like herbs, supplements, and teas. To combat neurotoxic effects of spike protein, a March 2022 review paper 23 suggests using lutein and quercetin. Time-restricted eating, TRAE, and or sauna therapy can also help eliminate toxic proteins by stimulating autophagy. The concern that people, even at the FDA, have noted in the past whenever injecting double-stranded DNA, is that these things can integrate into the genome. Tilde Kevin McKernan.